Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Menards is your one-stop shop for all your summer essentials. Whether you're stocking up on everyone's favorite snacks, making a patio perfect for entertaining family and friends, or getting ready to gather around the grill, Menards has everything you need for your get-togethers all summer long. Save big money now at Menards. Plus, don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. The Bert Show. All right, I think we can cover a couple of different things here.
Okay.
I have put together for Josh for tomorrow's show the 9 best 911 calls of 2009.
Like and the ones that are about ridiculous stuff?
Totally ridiculous stuff. And I think there might be a late entry. Jeff and I couldn't figure out if we have played this one before.
No, I think it just happened.
It's a brand new one?
Uh-huh. It was a call in California from a woman who has some hungry kids in the car, so you can understand her need to take care of business quickly. But when the Burger King doesn't make the bacon Western Ranch properly, she seeks help from the authorities.
Sheriff's Department, how can I help you?
Yeah, I'm over here at Burger King right here in San Clemente.
Mm-hmm.
No, not San Clemente. I'm sorry. I live in San Clemente. I'm in Laguna Niguel, I think. That's where I'm at.
Uh-huh.
I'm at a drive-thru right now.
Uh-huh.
I ordered my food 3 times. They're mopping the floor inside, and I understand they're busy. They're not even busy. Okay, I've been the only car here. I asked them 4 different times to make me a Western barbecue burger. Okay, they keep giving me a hamburger with lettuce, tomato, and cheese, onions. And I said, I'm not leaving.
Uh-huh.
I want a Western burger because I just got my kids from Taekwondo. They're hungry.
Wow.
I'm on my way home, and I live in San Clemente.
Uh-huh.
Okay. She gave me another hamburger. It's wrong. I said, 4 times. I said, I want it. She goes, can you go out and park in front? I said, no. I want my hamburger right. So then the lady came to the manager, whoever she is. She came up, and she said, do you want your money back? And I said, no, I want my hamburger. My kids are hungry, and I have to jump on the toll freeway. I said, I am not leaving this spot, and I said, I will call the police because I want my Western burger done right. Now, is that so hard?
Okay, what exactly is it you want us to do for you?
I sent an officer down here. I want them to make me the right...
Ma'am, we're not going to go down there and enforce your Western bacon cheeseburger.
What am I supposed to do?
This is between you and the manager. We're not going to go enforce how to make a hamburger. That's not a criminal issue. There's nothing criminal.
So I just
there.
Stand here. So I just sit here. And
you need to calmly and rationally speak to the manager and figure out what to do between you.
She did come up and I said, "Can I please have my Western burger?" She
wow.
said, "I'm not dealing with." She walked away because they're mopping the floor and it's all full of suds and they don't want to run. They don't want to go through there. And,
out of touch,
ma'am. Then I suggest you get your money back and go somewhere else. This is not a criminal issue. We can't go out there and make them make you a cheeseburger the way you want it.
Well, that you're supposed to be here to protect me.
Oh, what are we doing?
A wrong cheeseburger?
Wow.
No,
is this a harmful cheeseburger or something? I don't understand what you want us to do.
Just come down here. I'm not leaving.
No, ma'am, I'm not sending the deputies down there over a cheeseburger. You need to go in there and act like an adult and either get your money back and go home.
Stop acting like an adult herself. I'm sitting here in my car. I just want them to make my kids a Western burger.
Ma'am, this is what I suggest. I suggest you get your money back from the manager and you go on your way home.
Okay.
Okay? Bye-bye.
I love that.
That's funny.
What are we protecting you from? A wrongly made hamburger?
That is the most patient 911 worker in the history of 911 workers.
I love
workers.
It that she shot it to her straight, though.
Yeah.
I love that.
I think so many people, though, 911 is that because we had a friend that, I guess it was yesterday or Saturday, that Roswell Road was shut down in both directions because of the power lines down. So we had a friend that was in that traffic and had called to say, do you know what happened? So because the reports had not come out yet that Roswell Road was shut down in both directions. And the words that came out of her mouth were, well, you know what? I'm going to call 911. And I was like, no!
For what? Just to get like a traffic report on why?
Yes. And I was like, well, first of all, please don't let one of my friends be one of these 911 calls at Burke, you know,
we end up playing it in a week.
Yes, right.
Yeah, can you tell me why the road's closed?
But it's one of those things that I think people automatically, when they're frustrated and they have nowhere else to go, it seems like 911 in their head is where they want to call.
I've called 911 a couple times, and every time I do call it, I question while I'm dialing it, I hope this is worthy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I've called it before. I've seen a car swerving like mad once driving home late at night. And I'm like,
I saw a guy falling asleep at the wheel when I was driving home from Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally, you could tell he was leaned over and trying to do the 10 and 2 and, like, lean his head forward.
Try the air conditioner on and the window down.
But he was in the left hand, you know, the far left lane, and was going so slow. I'm like, what is up with this guy or whatever? People were going around him, going around. And when I was on the side of him, I was like, oh my God, that dude is falling asleep. And I had the thought, do I call 911?
I've never had to call 911 except when we were on this show. Remember when we called 911 and we got moved around on hold from one thing to the other
and it
made the news and all that? That's the only time I've ever had to dial that number.
Did y'all hear about what happened at the Zesto?
No.
Nothing bad happens at the Zesto.
Right there is the most southern thing I have ever said in my life.
Y'all hear what happened?
Y'all would hear what happened up at the Zesto.
The Zesto in Little Five Points?
In Little Five on Moreland.
Yeah.
So dudes rob the place, jump over the counter with guns, run in the back. They're robbing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And three people witness the robbery. So three people call 911. Three people get placed on hold.
No.
And are on hold the entire time the robbery is taking place.
No.
Yes, it happened Saturday night. WSB had video of this thing, and they interviewed the employees, and the employees were like, we saw people. We're like, oh, this, we're going to be okay. Like, because they call 911.
Can they get away with it?
The dudes are gone.
Oh,
Rob
man.
Went in the back, kicked in the office door, took all the cash or whatever they took, and gone. Man.
Hey, Liz, good morning. You're part of the Burt Show.
Good morning, Burt Show.
Good morning.
Hello.
First of all, I want to say I love you guys, and I've been out of town, so I've been missing you guys.
Glad you're
welcome
back.
Home.
Thank you. I'm glad to be home. Okay, now, listen, I've been telling my husband about this 911 phone call, and I hope that maybe one of y'all can remember this one.
Okay.
But it's a man, he's calling, instead of saying ambulance, he says, let me see if I can get it right. Oh, yes, I need a bambalance. Do you remember that?
The
I don't
bambalance.
Even know what the storyline was, but instead of saying ambulance, he says bambalance.
I do remember that, but familiar. I can't remember the context of the call.
Guys, if you
I'm
can
sure
remember, Bird, put it on there because I want my husband to hear it. I mean, every time that I tell him about it, we both just crack up.
I'm looking through all the 911 calls that I have in the computer here, and there are so many.
I have it here.
McNuggets. We got emergency beer.
I don't even
call.
Think it was that like a big emergency.
It may come up tomorrow because we're playing like nine of them tomorrow. There's a 911 Viagra call that we're probably going to play tomorrow. You guys remember that one? And there's a whole bunch of them. So it may just come back up tomorrow.
I hope so. What time y'all playing it?
I don't know. You're assuming we've got a schedule.
Back to good old Bird Show.
Yeah.
Welcome home.
Love you guys.
Thank you.
Bye.
Get it. The Bird Show.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.